You on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Walking Terra Christa Radio with Christine Milleresi and Mike Hayden. In this hour, Mel and Mike will serve as your guides as you access the spirit realm light beings who teach the shamanic mysteries. You'll meet fascinating guests and gain the knowledge to walk upon Terra Christa, the new earth. Now, here are your hosts, Mel and Mike.
Welcome to Walking Terra Christa Radio, where we bring ascension down to earth. I am Mel, and I am here with my co-host, Mike.
Welcome, everybody. It should be another very fascinating show today. We're very excited to be doing this, where we have Lord Adama on later on in the show. We're going to give a little background information. I just want to mention to everybody that our specialty is assisting you in becoming masters of the new earth, and so this is all part of that. We're calling the new earth Terra Christa, and we ourselves are master ascension guides and teach through vibratory communication, which is the ability to bring forth higher frequency light forms for your remembrance and your growth. So be sure to check out our website and Facebook page, both which are called Walking Terra Christa. The website is .com, and certainly go out to the Facebook page and like us today so we know you're listening. So, we have an exciting show today, do we not?
It's a very exciting show. A little bit more exciting for me than I'd like to say.
Yes, it's actually not that easy to channel on demand. And Christine Milleresi is going to have to do that for us today in a new and unique format, which is actually having a conscious interview with Lord Adama. And he will be coming to us, I imagine, from the what they call the Telos Command Center.
Yes, I think he's getting ready. He's here with us right now.
All right. Well, I wanted to give us, everyone, a brief overview of Telos and Lemuria, some of the information that we've gathered, and also about Atlantis, because they were all around the same time, 25,000 years ago. So the overview is that Telos is the name of the city, of the capital city. Lemuria is the name of, it would be similar to being called North America, except it's actually bigger than North America. And there's an underground inner earth city network all over the globe, which expands beyond that. I think there are remote Lemurian locations as well as Atlantean locations that are under the ground. This is some of the information that I have. And one of the reasons I want to do this with Mel is because we don't want Lord Adama to have to get bogged down in what is already known about Telos and Lemuria. And today's show is really more about the essence of Lemuria and the truth that is there to be surfaced at this time of our pathway to 2012 in the golden era. So it's actually not so much about the facts and figures, which you would find in, say, the World Book Encyclopedia. And so we don't really have a listing in there yet, but maybe someday we will. So we'll see.
Yeah, it's about our pathways onto the new earth, because the energies of Lemuria and each of us light workers are all coming together to create that.
So let me bring up some information I have here from, this is actually from Joanne Cherry, and she has written a book. Her website is ascensionmastery.com, and she actually did an interview over 10 years ago with a Telosian princess who had come up to the surface to live here as part of her training. And her name is Sharula, I believe. Sharula, we're not exactly sure how to pronounce that, probably Sharula, of Telos. And basically the information she has provided is that Telos is governed by a council of 12 plus 1. The 12 who head up the temple are 6 men and 6 women, mostly ascended masters, people of high wisdom who stay balanced in any situation. And the 1 is either the high priest or priestess, Lord Adama being the high priest, or the king and queen of Telos. Being that Telos is the spiritual center of Lemuria as well as the capital city, I believe, it's the spiritual path under the order of Melchizedek, which is also the order to which Lady Melaresi is also ordained with under David Joshua Stone. And so the paths are about initiation through the Christed consciousness to spiritual enlightenment. And this is why there is always that balance of the male and female in governance. And the king and queen are Ra and Ranamu. This lineage is unbroken for over 3,000 years. And the royalty is, 30,000 years. And though the royalty is inherited, it doesn't pass automatically to the oldest son or daughter. The king and queen decide which of their children or grandchildren is most capable of the job. And I will insert here that the reason that they say grandchildren is because a lot of Lemurians can live thousands of years.
Yes.
So what happens is below that there is that main council of 12, but there are lower councils of 12, which handle the local disputes, individual problems, arguments, and they are handled by an arbitrator or a priest or priestess who has access to the Akashic records of the past. So it's much different than our system. And I think I mentioned that 25,000 years ago is when Atlantis and Lemuria were the two major civilizations on Earth. One was based in the continent of Lemuria, or Mu. Some of you may have heard it referred to as Mu, which included the area of much of the Pacific Ocean, the western United States, and parts of Asia. The other was Atlantis, over which is now the Atlantic Ocean and parts of Africa and Europe. Now, back then, as our past, as travelers of this planetary realm, there was a disagreement between those two civilizations concerning the social and political evolution of the rest of the human race. And Lemuria wanted the less advanced civilizations of Earth to remain free, and Atlantis wanted to govern them the way that they saw fit at that time. So a lengthy war broke out between the two civilizations, and lengthy meaning spanning over thousands of years. And these wars became so severe they even included thermonuclear warheads, and that created karmic energies set in motion that would eventually sink both continents. After the war, many of the Melchizedek priests and priestesses of Lemuria, you know, they looked into the future, saw that the continent might be sinking, and they began to look for a place to move to. So they settled in where we are actually presently broadcasting from, Mount Shasta of California. This is in the eastern part of Lemuria at that time, and it is a great mountain already considered sacred by them, and which they understood would be safe in the coming cataclysm. So they decided to build an underground, partly because of the shocks Earth would sustain from the sinking of the two continents, and partly because the original atmospheric mantle of Earth had kind of been depleted, subjecting life on the surface to harmful ultraviolet rays. So in deciding where to build their city, they came upon this great dome cavern within Mount Shasta, several square miles in area and hundreds of feet high. This became the top level of what is now the city of Telos, which actually derived chosen for the city. Four levels were built under the top level, five levels in all, and the city was built to house up to 2 million people, but it began with only 25,000, those people who moved to Telos 100 years before Lemuria sank. And very few others survived the earthquakes, tidal waves, and volcanic activity that accompanied the sinking of the two continents, and all this did occur about 12,000 years ago. Now, as far as Atlantis, their people also built an underground city It is under the Mato Grosso Plateau of Brazil, and there are many other subterranean cities, and they all are part of the Agartha network. And back in the beginning, the Lemurians petitioned the Agartha network to become a member, but as the people of the Agartha cities were wise and nonviolent, Lemuria had to convince Agartha that it had learned from its mistakes and would embark upon a course of peace, and this was done. So besides having full engagement with the entire Earth network, inner Earth network, Telos also is very connected to the Christed intergalactic beings, such as the Galactic Federation and the Ashtar Command, and many believe that Mount Shasta, whenever it is cloud-covered, is similar to the air traffic at a modern airport.
We've seen lots of those.
So we're actually going to be going to break here soon. We're not going to bring Lord Adama in just yet, but I just want to add some more introductions for him. He, back in 2003, communicated with a woman named is Aurelia Louise Jones, and I actually found her website. And I'm going to read to you what was written a decade ago, because it really is an honor for me to read her words, as she was the source, how I found out about Lord Adama. And at least in my conscious mind, as I know I've been already working with him together on the inner plane for probably my whole life, Aurelia is probably still the most well-known source, next to Diane Robbins and some others, for the Telos information that we know about today, even though Aurelia transitioned from her body in 2009. She has several books on Telos, and the information is still on her website, LemurianConnection.com. And I think I first read these words around 2002 or 2003. Who is Adama? Adama is the high priest, the spiritual leader in the sacred Lemurian city of Telos, the city of light beneath Mount Shasta, California. He is the head of the Lemurian Council of Light in Telos, also an ambassador and diplomat for galactic contacts with our star brothers and sisters on behalf of humanity within and on the surface of the globe. Lord Adama, along with his Lemurian team, are also in charge of the creation and maintenance of a very important crystalline grid around this planet. He is working with many members of various galactic and interplanetary beings on this important project, and I will add that it is also the spiritual hierarchy. Adama is a Blu-ray ascended master of universal level, a master of love and compassion, assisting humanity with this planet on the Ascension Project. Telos has now become the main headquarters for Ascension on this planet, and Adama is one of the main leaders, along with the planetary Christ, Lord Maitreya, Lord Sananda, Lord Buddha, Sanakumara, and so many others. Adama embodies the heart of Lemuria, which is nothing less than the heart of love and compassion and the heart of the Divine Mother, the return of the Christ consciousness on this planet with all of its wonderful magnificence. We're going to go to a break now, and I'm going to continue this when we come back. You are listening to Walking Terra Christa Radio on VoiceAmerica.com with Mel and Mike, and today we're talking about Telos and Lord Adama.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Is there a difference between dream work and intuition? The relationship is closer than you think. These are mutually supportive concepts. When you dream, your intuition serves as a foreshadow of the future and can bring rapid results through dream analysis. Tune in to The Partnership of Intuition and Dreams with your host, Dr. Marcia Emery. Explore this unique relationship and learn to understand how the symbolism of dreams can be clarified. Listen every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America 7th Wave channel.
Do you consider yourself already on the pathway to walking on the new earth? Do you wonder what is next and how you're going to make it? Mel Aresi and Mike are here to assist with your own personal shamanic transformation. They offer personal sessions where you'll receive direct communication from the spiritual hierarchy to remember who you are as a being of divine love and light. These Master Ascension Guides also conduct 3 live calls each week on Sunday, Monday, and Wednesday at 5 p.m. North American Pacific Time. each call taps you into the teachings and frequencies you will need to transform yourself to be able to fully embrace Terra Christa, the new earth. Get all the details at walkingterracrista.com. You will also get access to many high-frequency packed MP3 recordings, audio meditations, attunements, decrees, and a wealth of detailed information, plus be able to sign up for an Ascension Mastery class. If you have limited financial means, there is plenty to access according to their unique terms of exchange. Visit walkingterracrista.com and accelerate your journey right away.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
You are tuned in to Walking Terra Christa Radio with Mel and Mike. If you wish to be a part of our program this week, please call in to 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to radioshow@walkingterracrista.com. And now, back to our program.
Okay, we're back, and I was filling everyone in on some of the history. And I just want to read a quote that was also on Aurelia Jones's site in 2003. And this one is where Lord Adama actually introduces himself. On behalf of the Lemurian Council of 12 of Telos, the King and Queen of Telos, Ra and Ranu Mu, and all of your former brothers and sisters of the present-day Lemurian civilization, we welcome you to all of you, to the heart of Lemuria, the heart of compassion. We are indeed the survivors of Lemuria. And to the great surprise of many of you on the surface, we reveal to you at this important time of Earth's evolution that we are indeed real. And we live alive beneath Mount Shasta, California, after 12,000 years of isolation from the surface folks. So with that, I know Mel actually has a story about she meeting Lord Adama and what her history with him was.
Thanks, Mike. I had no idea that I was going to be introduced to the most amazing ascended being on the planet. At first, I was introduced to the Lemurian teachings through Diane Robbins' books, probably in the 90s, about Telos. But I knew previously for many years before that there was a city below Mount Shasta of spiritual beings. Adama started coming to me through my clarion light beings after I picked up the Telosian books every so often. In the year 2000, I was in Mount Shasta for the Wesak Festival with Dr. Stone and attended a small gathering in the village bookstore for the remembrance of Lemuria. It was facilitated by Ariella Louise Jones, in which we were introduced to her teachings in the beginning stages. We did a visualization in which we went back to Lemuria when it sank. And I started remembering what it was like as we sang Auld Lang Syne. It was a powerful moment for me. Then I returned the following year to Wesak here in Mount Shasta, and I was formally introduced to Lord Adama in a brief but very powerful moment. I usually volunteered at Wesak, but this year I decided I wanted to mingle with the many people around the world during the breaks. I walked into the auditorium during one of these breaks, and as I started passing a very interesting and handsome gentleman dressed in off-white clothes with a Mandarin jacket, very prestige-looking. They were not like our Western ways. He had blonde hair, blue eyes, and was extremely tall, that I truly had to look upwards to meet his gaze. I asked him where he was from, as many individuals were there from around the world. I knew he was different than others I had met. I felt his essence. He said, "I just moved to Mount Shasta, and it's a very magical place." And I'm thinking, okay, this is someone. And I replied, "Yes, I know that." So I put out my hand and I said, "Hi, my name is Christine." And he replied, "Hi, I am Adam." And in that moment, I knew he almost said Adama, and I realized who I was meeting. I quickly looked to see if he had an armband, as I've met many masters in body, and seeing the physical signs helps the logical mind to understand the process. He did have one. And he had bought two of Dr. Stone's books, so I thought this was very interesting. He then looked deeply in my eyes with an amazing smile that was bigger than the mountain, and he took his two forefingers of his left hand to my throat. I felt a surge of energy, and I was not sure what was happening. This all happened in the course of barely 5 minutes. He then said, "You are very beautiful." I smiled as I was speechless, and then we embraced. He walked out the door. I was shocked. I did quickly turn around to see if I could find him outside, and he was gone. And then I went to my friend who was volunteering at the book table, and I asked her about him. She did not realize it was Dom, and she said his name was Adam. And it was then that I knew the meeting was orchestrated for my own realization. It was not revealed to me what they were at that time. So I ran outside, and I borrowed our rental car, and I went to the hotel to do a shamanic bath because I knew I was going to go a deep cleansing. I needed to meditate up on the mountain. So then I traveled as far as I could because at that time the snow was still covered the road. I could only go right below Bunny Flats. And I found a parking spot looking down into the crest of the mountain and meditated. I felt Adama and he guided me into Telos for my first meditation visit. It was a beautiful journey and I will never forget it. On my way back down the mountain, a golden eagle flew over my car. I knew it was a sign of something to fully come into my life. That was my last RESAC event with Dr. Stone, but it would start a long relationship with a being and a man that would become so close to my heart. He assisted me continuously in the past decade. He walked with me and others as I came back to Mount Shasta to do ceremonies, and one WESAC ceremony with a few friends that we did our own ceremony here, and connecting to the Telosian energies. It's always been very magical, and he has molded me into who I am now. There have been many trials of accepting the now, living in the moment, releasing the old, and fully being interfaced with a lot of energies that were not good, but then interfaced with energies that were. So it's not been easy. But Lord Adama has guided me to relocate to Mount Shasta, which was last summer, from New Jersey, and has been with me every step of the way. Without his prompting and advice, I would never have been able to journey 3,000 miles from my home base to a new location alone, which I knew well and was truly the heart of my home. He has also assisted Mike and I coming together in this glorious relationship and helped us to mold our physical bodies into an existence of a fifth dimensional world inside and out.
And this is very true. As I said, I've been working with Adama on the inner planes, found out about him about a decade ago and signed up for courses. So we're going to bring in Adama here just in a moment. We'll give Melaresi a chance to center herself and bring that in, and then I will ask him the first question of the show today. While she's doing that, I do want to reiterate that as you're listening on the voiceamerica.com website, there is a little like button underneath there, so be sure to be clicking that. And then our Facebook page is actually out on facebook.com/walkingterracrista. And it would be really helpful if you liked that page so others could see that you like this information as well. That's my little commercial push.
Greetings. I am Lord Adama from Telos, the High Priest. It is quite a pleasure to be here with you, Mike.
Greetings.
And to share with others out there, without being on a call together and giving teachings, but in truth, giving an expression of my heart unto each of your hearts. I thank you for the thoughts and the dedications to our Alarella Louise Jones and Diane Robbins and Joanne Cherry. And there's more that I channel through. And I do this for many reasons. I do this because people need to awaken themselves up into their own beingness and the beauty that they are of their Lemurian heritage within the hearts of the hearts. And the frequencies that I come through are on many different levels because this information not only reaches people on the different frequencies, but it reaches people on the higher frequencies. But each channel I specifically come through to assist in their pathway. It's not just about giving the information. And I want the channels to realize that. The ones out there that I am working with do great work. Internalize everything that comes through, because as you know, Christine is very dear to me in many ways. We have come a long way together, not just this lifetime, but back in Lemuria when we were all together, you and Mike. So it is with great expression that I do come through to her on this level, because she is bringing forth the highest frequency that I bring to anyone at this time, and I say that from my deepest heart.
Well, we're very glad to have you here today. This is definitely something new for us as well.
Well, it's really exciting because I feel like I'm being physical with each of you guys and everyone listening out there. I'm in the Telosian Command Center with the Telosian Council, and not only I do speak, anything that comes through me, please know that it's not my choice always. It is always brought up by the council, and that we all work together. And we're at a time when we are fully activating these energies unto each other. We're very excited to commune with the upper earth people. At this time, we've been stuck inside the beautiful ground, although it's beautiful energy and the expression, but it is now time for us to come together with our hearts. And we're very excited about what you and Christine are doing and all the light workers on this earth, because you are truly assisting us in coming out to work more often.
Well, I think that's an important part of our discussion today and having you warm. We're going to go to break in about a minute. But one of the big things is the energy difference between a fifth dimensional city like Telos and the upper earth is that we need to learn to raise our vibrations so that we can actually be in that energy.
Well, I truly want to discuss this in depth because I think you and Malarese have fully understood this process as you being in Mount Shasta and raising your vibration. It is the same for us. For us to come into the upper earth is not easy. Those of you that feel your vibrations on a higher level and you go to some place that is a lower level, we experience the same. And we do have some techniques that we use to assist us, which I'd like to share some of that also.
Sounds good. This is Mike, and I'm here with Lady Malarese and Lord Adama today on the VoiceAmerica.com Seventh Wave Network. We are going to take a break. I encourage everybody to check out the information websites that we have passed on to you today, as well as WalkingTerraCrista.com. And it really is wonderful to have Lord Adama here, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Do you consider yourself already on the pathway to walking on the new earth? Do you wonder what is next and how you're going to make it? Malarese and Mike are here to assist with your own personal shamanic transformation. They offer personal sessions where you'll receive direct communication from the spiritual hierarchy to remember who you are as a being of divine love and light. These Master Ascension Guides also conduct 3 live calls each week on Sunday, Monday, and Wednesday at 5 p.m. North American Pacific Time. Each call taps you into the teachings and frequencies you will need to transform yourself to be able to fully embrace Terra Christa, the new earth. Get all the details at walkingterracrista.com. You will also get access to many high-frequency packed MP3 recordings, audio meditations, attunements, decrees, and a wealth of detailed information, plus be able to sign up for an Ascension Mastery class. If you have limited financial means, there is plenty to access according to their unique terms of exchange. Visit walkingterracrista.com and accelerate your journey right away.
Step into the doorway to conscious choice, greater health, and well-being. Attain the balance that you've been seeking. Tune in and turn on 1111 Talk Radio. Feed the mind. Embrace positively. Release the tension. Step out of fear. Host Simran Singh will help you broaden your mind and open your heart toward a greater understanding of how to take charge of your life. 1111 Talk Radio is here every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on 7th Wave Network. 1111 Talk Radio, because shift happens. Be visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Tuned in to Walking Terra Christa Radio with Mel and Mike. If you wish to be a part of our program this week, please call in to 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to radioshow@walkingterracrista.com. And now, back to our program.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Mike, and I am here interviewing Lord Adama of Telos, the High Priest, as channeled through Melaresi. So it's very wonderful to have you here today.
It's very wonderful to be here, Mike, and be able to experience this firsthand through Melaresi.
As we were talking before we went to break about the differences in energies between the third dimension and the fifth dimension a little bit, I know that the third dimension, especially since the intro I gave about Lemuria and Atlantis, involves a lot of karma. It involves a lot of energies that we chose at our soul level to take on. It's a huge challenge. I understand it's the biggest challenge there is.
It is the biggest challenge, and I think, as I have shared in our group that we do on Wednesday nights together, that, first of all, I want to thank each of you that are listening in this moment. There is a reason why that you're listening in this moment or in a future moment. You are the torchbearers. You are the ones that chose to be removed from Lemuria and Atlantis. And you have traveled for eons and eons of years through lifetimes and lifetimes to get it right. Because we did not get it right at that time. And it is my sincere appreciation to each of you for what you have done. Even though you're finding your pathways very challenging, you must remember that you are fifth dimensional beings in your highest essence. And that's what you're trying to acknowledge in your physical bodies. That's what many call ascension symptoms. It's really de-ascending that energy into the physical body for remembrance, and this is what we truly want as Lemurians to assist you with, that we truly are in your debt, because we would not be able to speak like this. We would not be able to communicate the way that we are through so many and assisting if each of you had not taken the moment to open up your heart and allow that to flow into you. Because there's a remembrance of whom you were. And I know many of you travel to Telos and you dream of Telos. And I just want to say, we are not here for you to escape. I know many want to come into Telos because they want to feel that energy. But in truth, you are building great steps onto the new earth. And this is where we are assisting, because we're going to be with each of you. It'll be time for us to come out of the inner earth. The inner earth will not be able to handle us any longer, because the shifts are going to happen to create that higher frequency. and we're just as excited as each of you are. But yes, it's very important that we raise our vibrations continually, as you and Melarese share with many people every week, that it's important to bring forth those vibrations of remembrance. And for us, we have that remembrance because we did not choose to leave the bodies. And we have, some of us have been in these bodies for hundreds and hundreds of years. So there is more remembrance. And this is what we want for each of you. But in order to do that, we must allow our vibrations to be raised into a higher frequency. Even though you're living on the upper earth and you're still dealing with the duality, it is going to get better. I want to put a plug in there for WESAC, which is next weekend, I think, May 5th. We're all excited about meeting in Shambhala. So do a ceremony. I know you and Christine are doing one online. So join in if you'd like, or do your own. It's a time to connect. And if you've been challenged, this is exactly why. It's all going to change.
Because the energies leading up to WESAC are still the energies of the contrast. And since this is a very huge opening of light that's going to come onto the planet, there are a lot of contrasting energies that are trying to step up their energies to make people in strife or discontent or anger or frustration.
It's very intense right now, Mike. As you know, we've had to be very careful in telos of who has been allowed in. We do have openings in the mountain and caves and tunnels, but they're guarded because there have been a lot of lower energies, which brings me to the next subject I want to speak about. I want to thank each of you that have come to Mount Shasta to do your ceremonies, to do your retreats, because you have raised the vibration here on the lands around the mountain. Christine, specifically, I want to say we're very much indebted to her because she does shamanic ceremonies, and she doesn't do things halfway. She does them full way, as you know, Mike.
Yes, I do.
And now, Mike, you're doing these ceremonies upon Mount Shasta, and they have truly assisted in clearing out those lower energies. We only want Christed beings to be part of the Mount Shasta energies, and it is the root chakra of the earth. So each of you that do come and will come are assisting greatly in this process. So you are doing your part. You are Lemurians. You are Atlanteans, opening up into your heart consciousness. That's the most important thing I want to share with everyone, that we are in deep honor. I know each of you want to run to Telos, and we are assisting as much as possible. That brings me to the next part that has been shared previously with others, that there is a space that we do allow people to come in. Although your initiation process, since we are Christed beings and ascended mastership pathway, it's very important that you have fully incorporated your higher self in your physical body. This is the ascension, to have achieved the fifth level of your initiation, to allow that to occur. It's very important. But there is another part that we do allow individuals to come in, a very select few to do the work. But everyone is totally invited in their sleep state and meditations. Assist, that just shows that the frequency of your light doesn't always determine when it is time to fully commune. But everyone is invited to join in. Please ask for me, either through myself or someone else.
Well, I know when I first found out about you, there was a thing on Aurelia's website about signing up for classes in Telos, in my sleep state, and asking my angelic guides and higher self to escort me there as I slept. So that was a big...
Oh, yes, I do remember you arriving in Telos. do remember that we had to give you a robe.
Well,
you sleep.
I didn't go to bed with clothes.
In your birthing clothes. But we give those robes to everybody, and I do remember. And this is also the time that we were working with you and Christine to get together.
Yes, which both of us were totally unaware of in our conscious minds.
Oh, yeah. The rest of us were very aware of it, and we orchestrated many elements for this to occur, but that's not what we're discussing today. I really want to assist individuals to understand that the reason that we are so active through so many is because it is time for each of us to acknowledge one another. And acknowledgement is one of my main goals today. I don't want to come on and have others listen and just give a lecture. I do enough of that on our Wednesday night calls. But what is it within each of you that you fully would like to acknowledge within yourself? I ask you in this moment just to take a deep breath. And within that deep breath, I want you to go deep in your heart, because there is an acknowledgement that needs to be accepted. And I am here with all the Tolosians as we're very active right now. We're all meditating in Telos for this hour of our communication. So we fully want each of you to feel the frequency of Telos. So just feel the essence of the waterfall, the gardens, the animals. Feel the essence that we all are together, because we are one with each of you and each of us. And this is our goal. This is our goal, to feel our heart-centeredness within each other. So I ask you now, with a breath, to give that frequency unto me and the Telosian Council to assist in what you need to accept within yourself. It may be a gift. It may be something that has been bothering you. It may be a secret that needs to be acknowledged from your highest essence into your physical being in these moments.
Just going to feel those energies for a minute, because they're pretty powerful. I can certainly feel them here with Lord Adama. And then we're actually going to take another break. And when we come back, we might even have time to take a question. I'll probably put that off till the very end. If anybody wants to call in, the number is 866-472-5795. But we want to really reiterate that the essence of why the Telosians and Lord Adama are here is because it's about the heart-centered connectedness of bringing back into oneness and wholeness everybody on the surface, which is all of humanity, which most of us, all of us, are Lemurian and Atlantean essences from those times. I know that is not easily comprehensible from the lower mind of the mental mind, but from the higher self, it certainly is. And this is obviously the work that Mel and I are called to be doing so strongly, that many, many people do not understand, and yet you can still feel something, that there is something here with these vibrations and frequencies that get transmitted. So thank you for tuning in today to WalkingTerraCrista.com on the Voice America Seventh Wave Network.
Thank you, Mike.
We'll be back in a few more minutes.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Do you consider yourself already on the pathway to walking on the new earth? Do you wonder what is next and how you're going to make it? Melaresi and Mike are here to assist with your own personal shamanic transformation. They offer personal sessions where you'll receive direct communication from the spiritual hierarchy to remember who you are as a being of divine love and light. These Master Ascension Guides also conduct 3 live calls each week on Sunday, Monday, and Wednesday at 5 p.m. North American Pacific Time. Each call taps you into the teachings and frequencies you will need to transform yourself to be able to fully embrace Terra Christa, the new Earth. Get all the details at walkingterracrista.com. You will also get access to many high-frequency packed MP3 recordings, audio meditations, attunements, decrees, and a wealth of detailed information, plus be able to sign up for an Ascension Mastery class. If you have limited financial means, there is plenty to access according to their unique terms of exchange. Visit walkingterracrista.com and accelerate your journey right away.
What are your cards telling you? Aces are very independent. Twos can mean love to be paired. And an eight means a power card. The cards give us all the information that we need about love and relationships, and most importantly, our matches. To find out what your cards say, and so much more, tune in to Love, Relationships, and Destiny with your personal psychic, Adrian Miles, live every Thursday at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Which cards are in your future?
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Seek greater awareness.
You are tuned in to Walking Terra Christa Radio with Mel and Mike. If you wish to be a part of our program this week, please call in to 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to radioshow@walkingterracrista.com. And now, back to our program.
And again, welcome back, everybody. We were just experiencing some of the vibration of the Telosian Lemurian essence, which is that essence of oneness. And I know Lord Adama wants us to try and assist us in feeling a bit more of that.
Yes, I very much I asked everyone to feel an acknowledgement within themselves. This is very important as we're moving into the WESAC energies, because part of the WESAC energies is to acknowledge our spiritual gifts that are coming through our initiation phases. And I just want to say to each of you that you are ascended masters. What you're doing here is remembering that frequency of light. You have lived many different lifetimes. I know many of you honor many masters of the spiritual hierarchy, but in truth, they honor you just as much. The new earth is new. What each of you are experiencing at this time, there is no written rule of how we can assist you. So it's a moment-by-moment basis, because none of us have experienced this. We in Telos, it's quite different. We're not living in the duality. We're not living with the lower energies. We're not living with any of that. We're living in pure balance, and this is what we want for each of you. But in order for you to do that, you have to do it first from your higher self. Your higher self is guiding you, and you must let go of the lower mind. You must let go of the lower heart and those lower emotions as you blend your body into the one light body. This is why there's so many individuals out there increasing their light and teaching and bringing forth frequencies to assist others. But I also warn you that you must be very careful in what you are bringing forth into you. You must accept it. You must, if anything feels uncomfortable, any lower thoughts appear, you must remove them, because that only means that there are lower energies trying to get to you. And it's very important, whatever you listen to in channeling, you must feel it in your heart. If it does not resonate with you, it is not for you. It may be a lower frequency that says they are Saint Germain or Archangel Michael, because there are pantheons That is what Michael and Christine has helped many people with. To fully remove those pantheons so that you're in complete wholeness. So I want to fully help each of you to understand that there is no written way of how this can be done. That when your body is not doing well, breathe into it and find out from your body what it needs. It's very important. And I know each of you have day jobs and you're trying to create funds to help yourself upon this earth. But the best way you can do this again is meditation and going into your higher essence. So what I'd like to do for everyone right now, we were just discussing, how can we bring forth a remembrance for each of you to feel your own essence of your heart centeredness? Because this is what this is truly about. It's not just about being Lemurian. It's not just about being in the new earth. It's about the remembrance of your beings, of the highest frequency. You've chosen this pathway, you've chosen this vehicle, and you have chosen to awaken. And there are many more that are fully awakening. This is where the culprit can be, because when a young person all of a sudden awakens and they have all this frequency of light within them, and they have great knowledges, and they do, because they have less they have had to deal with. But in retrospect, this is when the lower ego becomes very active. And this is so very important. This is why we promote the Ascended Master Pathway with the initiations, because each of you that are awakening, you're on an Ascended Master Pathway in the physical body, whether you understand that process or not. Yes, you are, because that's what happens when one awakens. So it's very important for each of us to remember that we do have lower egos, and it's not a matter of just saying, no, I'm not going to deal with my lower ego. You need to transform it into light, and then it becomes your higher ego from your higher self. That's the activation. This is what we want. This is why we say that only certain individuals are allowed into Telos, because they need to actualize this. We cannot afford to have any interference. And that interference comes from all your karma, as we discussed earlier. All those pantheons, and pantheons, I mean those religious deities that have been on your earth, through Egyptians, Romans, Grecians, Jewish, all religions of great masters, but they can get stuck in that level. So it's very important that what Michael and Christine are doing is bringing it all into oneness, which is each of us. So that's the remembrance. So what we want to do now is we're going to bring in some frequencies to help you feel your Lemurian essence, which is your heart essence, and to help you to acknowledge whom you are, because this is what we truly want. We all want to be together. And I just want to put a little plug in there that our weekly group that we're doing.
Well, this is truly Adama's group. It is the New Earth Consciousness Call on Wednesdays. And we actually visit the etheric golden cities, which all have these amazing gifts in helping us raise our frequencies and vibrations.
And it's assisting individuals to learn about the rays of God, which each of you on the Mastership Pathway, you must acknowledge at least the first 7 rays of God. But with the New Earth, we have 22 rays, which is just really exciting. And these New Earth cities will be activated when it's time for us to move into that frequency. So tell me how we're doing on time.
Well, we have just about 2 minutes left on today's show. It's amazing how time flies. If you want to try and bring in those frequencies, we can do that for a minute or so, and then we'll close out.
We're done for the day?
It is amazing, but we are really only
have about. Oh, my gosh. You didn't give me enough time. All right, I want to bring in this chant.
Okay.
We are one, we It has been my pleasure as a Lord Adama, High Priest of Telos, to be here today to bring forth this simple little conversation for each of you, and I look forward to meeting each of you very soon. Many blessings, and namaste.
Namaste. Thank you, everybody, for listening. I know it was awful short. This is Mike, here with Lady Malaresi.
This is Mel. Thanks very much for being with us today.
Make it a great 5D weekend.
High vibration.
Thank you again for listening. Please join Christine Malaresi and Mike Hayden again next Friday afternoon at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. in the West, on the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel as we continue walking Terra Christa Radio. Have a 5D weekend.